It's time for Tech Time from KI Technology Group. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, Tony, and you?
Well, I was in front of that fireplace last night because it is chilly out there. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You look nice and colorful.
Thanks.
We got some emails. I got four to read, and these are simple ones, but I'm just going to lay them on you. First of all, this comes from John in Williamston. What is the difference in viral protections?
Well, on any given day, it's probably a little different than the day before. So some of the differences would be in how often updates are released. So if you're evaluating different packages, you want to find out, do they release updates every day, every week, every month? The more often they release updates, the better protection you're going to get. If I was looking for something personally, I would probably look online at services that rate the different programs to see which one is the best. But again, it does change from day to day because one may be ahead of the curve on a particular threat.
Now, the computers that we use here in studio and at home are provided by KI Technology. And the guys told me there are times when I need to turn off my computer. I get emails. I got a phone call saying, you know, this is what's going to occur. So this is an ongoing process, right?
To try right. And protect you want to be sure that you update whatever you're using for antivirus protection. You want to be sure that you have the latest version of the program and that the virus definition updates, which is what I'm talking about, how frequently they update, that those are kept up to date. So you should set it to automatically update. But then you should periodically check and make sure that it's really updating. And a lot of them will flash a warning if it hasn't updated in a while.
What about all these emails I get from people telling me, yeah, we've got the latest, most up-to-date spyware for you, viral protection. Is there a difference between those? And why are they emailing me so much?
Well, one reason people email you so much is they want you to buy their stuff.
Sure.
And that is one of the best ways to get to people. There aren't a lot of good ways to get to people who aren't already your customers these days, so they resort to email. Yes, there is a difference between viruses and spyware.
And you know what they do, Linda? They say, you are in danger, you know, those kind of emails.
If you get an email that says you are in danger, I would just delete that one and not read any farther. It is a common way to get you to install malicious software on your computer is to send you an email or pop something up because you visit a particular site. You may get a pop-up that claims that your computer is in danger and that if you click here, they can run a test. And then when you do that, they always tell you you need to buy their program.
Right.
And the program either will do nothing or make the whole thing worse. So you need to be very wary of those
just
types of
emails. Just delete those bad boys,
yes.
Right? This comes from Miguel in Lansing. Is there a way to block spam but not the emails I want?
Yes, there is. And if we're talking about a personal email account, you unfortunately do not have as many options as a business does. Your personal email, whatever you're using for that, should have some spam filtering capabilities included with it. If you're a business, then you would want to invest in some sort of commercial spam filtering that would take care of it before it actually gets to your mail server. Mail clients frequently have some amount of spam filtering. They're never going to catch all of the spam because it's constantly changing. So as soon as everyone comes up with a way to block a particular type of email, then the emails will change so that they won't be detected. So again, it's a never-ending battle.
All right, Cindy from Grand Ledge writes, I get lots of singles emails. Why is this and how can I block them?
Well, that's kind of related to the first question. And I know one thing a lot of people will do is have two email accounts. One that if you go to a website and you have to enter an email address to get certain information, they will use the one that they never check for that. So that spam email goes to that one they never check.
Huh.
And then they protect their real email address much more closely and don't use it for things. So that's another strategy that you can use. And as long as emails are free, what the heck?
I can remember one time my wife was on my account for whatever reason, and she saw I got an email from a Jewish single site, and she asked me if there was something about my past I wanted to tell, email, and I told her no, but I think all of us can get those. And the last email I have, this is from Mark and DeWitt. It says, what's the best way to block porn sites from my children?
There are a number of, you were talking to someone just last week about a service that does that, a software that does that. There are a number of them out there. Net Nanny is one. None others are coming to the top of my head, mm-hmm. but there are programs out there that you can use to block.
How do those work? Do they see a word or an image or something and then they block it, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's looking at the content that's on the site and blocking it. And as your guest said last week, one of the best ways is to keep the computer in a family area mm-hmm. so that your kids don't think that they're using it and no one is going to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. We do that too, and I'll see my wife, she'll scroll down and see where they've been, just,
right.
you know, checking up on them. And it's not being a spy, it's being a parent, right?
That's right. But one of the challenges is as your kids get older and they get more savvy with technology, mm-hmm. sometimes they can find ways around the things you do to block them. So that's a problem.
All right. And final, this is from Mark in Lansing. What's the best way to make sure that my employees are doing their work and not going to other sites?
Well, a business can put in a device that will log the sites that employees are going to. You can also set it up to block the sites that they're going to. So if you want to block Facebook, you can put in a device that will block Facebook.
Mm-hmm. There's a friend of mine who works for the state, and he works through lunch a lot. And he can't get on ESPN. He can't listen to this radio program because it's
right.
not work-related and they're blocked.
Right. Well, and sometimes people will block all forms of audio and video streaming. That gets to be a challenge because there's a lot of webinars and training that's delivered that way. So if you shut that down completely, now your employees can't do work either.
All right. Maybe you can come up with a way so they can get the Tony Conley Morning Show, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Linda.
You're welcome.